Pooch and Gardeep Show on 98.1 CHFI. I hope you had a great long weekend, but man, oh man, all that snow.
Oh, wow. I know people are still recovering, I think, from all of the shoveling. Like body aches, like places that you didn't even know could hurt are hurting.
Shoveling muscles are very specific. And if you haven't done it in a while, you got to, you know, lift with the legs. Don't hurt your back. Yeah. Like there's lots to it.
Back-to-back storms meant being out there half a dozen times.
Mm-hmm.
I would think like usually once is enough for you to be like, I'm done with this. Imagine being out there six times.
And those are the veterans. That's the right way because you can't leave it till the end when it gets too heavy. You have to do it in shifts. You have to sort of chip away at it,
mm-hmm.
right? Snowfall totals are in from 680 News meteorologist Jill Taylor. For the month of February, more than 70 centimeters, but just the last sort of 5 days since February 12th when this all started to come down, we've had 51.4 centimeters of snow.
Wow, feels like more.
It feels like more. Just over the last. It's because it was like a double, triple shot, right?
Like, I think the fact that it was back to back and they were so close together, I can't remember a time that that happened, but maybe this is just like recency bias here where I'm like, I can, this is so bad.
I'm like, this is the worst it's ever been. But no, there's times it's been worse. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for your, that was nothing. Back in my day, snow stories. Call us right now if you remember when the snow was worse. 416-872-CHFI. We also got Perfect Recall coming up. 7 o'clock, let's get your news with Eva Fragiscatos.
Good morning. There may be delays for several days at Toronto Pearson Airport following yesterday's plane crash. The CEO of Pearson Airport says 18 people were injured in the Delta Airlines accident, but everyone is expected to survive. The flight from Minneapolis flipped over on the tarmac yesterday afternoon. There's still no word on what could have caused the plane to crash and then flip over. Two runways remain closed as the investigation continues. Snow will likely still impact your commute today. Officials in Toronto say it could take 3 weeks to finish clearing away the piles of snow that are restricting traffic and blocking sidewalks. Toronto got another 25 centimeters of snow over the weekend, and city staff says they haven't had to clear this much snow in more than 3 years. Take it easy when you're out shoveling the snow. That's the advice from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. It says the death rate from heart attacks is about 10% higher in winter, partly from people shoveling the snow. In sports, at the Four Nations face-off, Canada beat Finland 5-3. CHFI weather. Today, some localized heavier lake effect snow in some spots. Cloudy, a high of -8. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of flurries and a low near -15. Wind chill near -21. On Wednesday, mainly cloudy with a high near -6. Right now, it's -14. Feels like -25. On the East QEW and Mississauga Road, we've got one lane blocked with a stalled car. Southbound on the 410 from Courtney Park to the 401, right lane closed for construction. And it looks like the West 401 approaching Kennedy and the Collectors. Two right lanes still closed for snow removal. West 401 approaching Dixie and the Express. We've got a stalled car on the right shoulder. And west of here, Ontario and the Express, one lane blocked with a collision. North 400, north of Finch, we've got one right lane now blocked with a collision.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Our Perfect Recall window is now open. And what that means is the next four songs we play, all you got to do, write them down, the name of the song and the artist, because each of them are worth cash.
Yeah, that's right. And we also had bonus songs on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So if you tracked those as well, guess mm-hmm. what? They're all worth money. You could win over $1,000. We're opening up the window right now. The first song is You Gotta Be by Desiree.
Listen as your day unfolds, challenge what the future holds, try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears, go ahead, release your fears, stand up and be counted, don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said, read the books your father read, trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you, others take a different view. My, oh my, yeah. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Trying to keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You gotta be bad, you gotta be bold, you gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard, you gotta be tough, you gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool, you gotta be calm, you gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day.
You gotta be the very first song in our CHFI Perfect Recall window. Remember the songs we play and you can win your share of $50,000.
And it's a bonus Tuesday as well. It was a long weekend, so we had bonus songs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. If you were listening to those, if you track those, guess what? They're all worth money. So you can win over $1,000 once we close the window. Listen for that announcement, then you gotta be caller 16. But man, this weather over the weekend, mm-hmm. We got more than 50 centimeters since the snow started on Wednesday, tracking through yesterday.
And you had to do it again. And yeah, we were home. That was good. It was good that it was a long weekend, but doesn't mean that you're not sore today.
Yeah, and we're looking for your stories. We want to know, is this recency bias or, is this actually something to complain about? We're looking for your, that was nothing back in my day stories. Text coming in here from Diane from Guelph. She says, I come from Montreal. I'm so used to the snow. We're Canadians. I love the winter. That's so true. It's good perspective because Montreal, Ottawa, basically anywhere east of Toronto or north of Toronto, gets it way worse.
Yeah, they got pretty hammered as well. I think it was like something like 70 centimeters for them. So I don't know. It feels maybe because we're just in it. It felt really bad, but maybe you got a better story for us.
Drop us a text at 981-981 if you've got a that was nothing back in my day story for us. In the meantime, your CHFI Perfect Recall window continues. Song number two, Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
did you cry, but then remembered I.
That's Miley Cyrus, Flowers, the second song in our CHFI Perfect Recall. We play four. If you can remember the songs, write them down, and the artist, you win your share of $50,000. And also, if you were listening on the weekend, we had some bonus songs Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That means you can win even more money, so we'll see what happens with our player.
More than 50 centimeters of snow has come down since the snow started last Wednesday, and really going through, got hammered again on Sunday. So we're wondering about your, that was nothing back in my day stories. Let's go to Mark in Toronto.
It was so bad, I think Mel Lastman had to call in the army, but...
And Mel Lastman called in the army?
Oh, yes, called the army in to help us out. It was horrible.
I remember that. I remember.
Yeah, there you go.
That, you think that was worse than what we got over the last week?
Oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. They're not going to call the army just for this, buddy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, he got a lot of criticism for calling in the army at that time. A lot of people thinking it wasn't necessary.
I thought it was because the street was basically shut down. It couldn't move.
It's crazy that that happened almost 30 years ago, and there's still times where I travel to other countries, and people are like, oh, settle down there, calling in the army for some snow. Like, people still reference it. My cousins still make fun of me for that happening.
Oh, really? Yeah. It was pretty devastating, man. I think it was. I was working at the time outside. I said I couldn't move, but yeah, I couldn't move at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's good for people to remember because everyone thinks like, oh my gosh, I've never seen so much snow, but you're right. There has been times where it's been heavier. Mark, thanks for sharing, buddy. You drive safe, all right?
Thanks a lot, man. You too. Guys, enjoy.
We're getting a lot of texts at 901-901. Everybody remembering that storm in 1999. Rose from Bradford saying, I remember the winter of 1999, a big storm like this. We called it Storm and Norman because my husband's name is Norman. And I bet you there was a lot of shoveling. And in fact, I have just looked it up because while there was the criticism, with how much snow we got, and it was like not back to back storms, but within a week, it just kept snowing and snowing and snowing.
I remember that.
It was 100 centimeters.
So like double what we got over the last five, six days here. Okay.
And you can imagine with melting snow and flooding, like it was necessary.
And all I cared about at 16 in high school was snow day. All right. Your CHFI Perfect Recall window continues right now. Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? Astonished disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man show. They follow each other on the wind and oh, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's the one.
You wanna make-
CHFI Perfect Recall. We got one more song coming your way in this window. They're all worth money. Plus, we had bonus songs Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. If you tracked all those, add it all up, you could win more than $1,000 once we close the window in just a few minutes.
Full confession here. I started looking up getaways after the weekend we had snow-wise. Back-to-back storms. I don't remember seeing a storm like this. Like, or maybe it's just like recency bias where I actually have a bad memory, and we have been through something like this before.
And tons of people on the text line reminding us of the, of course, when the Army got called in 1999.
Yes.
We got, and you looked it up, we got more than about 100 centimeters of snow in a week. So about twice what we've gotten over the last 5 or 6 days. So that's good perspective. How about this text? Cecily from Toronto texting in saying, 3 or 4 years ago, the snow was so bad, multiple cars and buses got stuck in the snow. I remember getting stuck at Warden subway station with people, and in order to get warm, we had to stay by the heaters in the washroom. I was stuck there for 5 hours
Whoa.
Before my parents were finally able to come get me. Cecily, thanks for sharing that. I looked it up. That was the big storm we had. We were like in the third week of doing this show. This was January 17th, 2022. We got almost 30 centimeters of snow in one day.
I actually do remember that. And like, we got stuck here. We got stuck at the station. We couldn't leave.
Yeah. And I'm like, finally, like, you know what? I'm going to go. I'm going to do it. We had turned onto Isabella Street right out of the parking lot and got stuck immediately. And I was like, this was a horrible idea.
Yes.
I didn't get like 5 feet out of the parking lot. I'm like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. I mean, look, we've all dealt with a lot of snow. We're getting a text here. Back in my childhood, there was the blizzard of 77.
Ooh.
Originally, I'm from Western New York, so this is nothing.
The blizzard of 77.
Gonna have to look that one up now.
Gosh, you were only like 29 then, Pooch.
All jokes. They hit every time, don't they?
We got one more song coming up for you in the CHFI Perfect Recall window. Right now, it's gonna check on the road.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscato's. A lot of problems out there on the major routes. It's still quite snowy out on those routes. Westbound side of the 401 approaching Kennedy and the Collectors. Two right lanes still closed off for snow removal. And then approaching Dixie and the Express, we've got a stalled vehicle there. West of Huron Ontario Express, another collision on the shoulder. East QEW, east of 3rd Line, there's a stalled car in the HOV lane. East 401 ramp to Markham, left lane is closed. That's all because of a stalled vehicle. Head to Specsavers soon before their savings event ends. Get two pairs of glasses for only $99. That includes single vision lenses too. Conditions apply. See specsavers.ca.
86 deliveries made.
11 friends' houses moved.
9 renos completed, and the next one on its way.
Measure your Tundra's capability in memories, not just mileage. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2025 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $150 weekly for 36 months at 4.79% with $5,800 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
Hi, David Gowan here from M&P Debt Licensed Insolvency Trustees. Do you feel like debt is taking over your life? The path to permanent debt relief is closer than you think. We can help you streamline your monthly budget and stop creditors in their tracks. Break free from the cycle of debt and put an end to the sleepless nights. For a free consultation, phone 310-3328 or visit us online at mnpdebt.ca. That's mnpdebt.ca.
Call us on the phone or see us on the net. 310-DEBT.
We all want to plan for retirement, but sometimes life has other plans. Kids, career changes, renovations, and repairs. Just know you're not alone, and it's never too late to start planning. Visit canada.ca/retirement to explore public pension programs, calculators, quizzes, tools, and more to help you plan for a financially secure retirement. A message from the Government of Canada.
Discover more value than ever at Loblaws. Get family-sized boneless, skinless chicken thighs for just $4.66 per pound. Hurry, offer ends Wednesday, February 19th. Shop in-store or online today. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
439-0-0-0-0-Pizza Nova.
Bring family and friends together for an exceptional experience with our party-sized pizza. Order today and share the love.
439-0-0-0-0-Pizza Nova. I'm Lieutenant Colonel John Murray of the Salvation Army. For the first time in our history, we're asking you to donate 25% less. Yes, you heard that right. With rising costs of living and the looming threat of tariffs, more Canadians will need the Salvation Army's help. And those same challenges will also affect our donors. In times like these, we can't ask for more, so we're asking for less. Visit SalvationArmy.ca and donate 25% less today.
HFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
All right, you can win a ton of money today with all the bonus songs. And this is the final song of this window right here. It is Justin Bieber with Sorry.
You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one shot, second chance. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Say sorry. Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
HFI Perfect Recall window is now closed, but we do have caller 16 standing by. We're going to find out how many songs they can recall and how much money they're going to win. That's coming
up. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head in the sun and I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop thinking? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallots, since I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake, I like a sink and ache and shake, I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. I can't help it if I think you're funny when you're mad. Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your up in the air and threw you crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red rims on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my
forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Stingham Tantric. Like Stinger's guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny numbs, so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause that cartoon has got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, but you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes the sizes and I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Okay, we have caller 16, and this is a big one because we got bonus songs from Saturday, Sunday, and Monday as well. Sophia from Scarborough. Sophia, good morning. How are you?
Good, and you?
Oh, we're doing great. I mean, after the weekend that we had, do you not just feel like you want some free money?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
That will make it everything better.
If I won the money, I would spend it all on salt and windshield washer fluid because we're all out of both.
Same, yes.
Or a snowblower. Invest in a snowblower.
Yeah.
Okay, Sophia, let's start off with Saturday. Do you have, the bell's working. Thanks, Jeff. Do you have the three bonus songs from Saturday?
I got two. I got number one, that was Michael Jackson, Beat It.
Okay.
And then I got number three, which was Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
Awesome. Okay, what were the songs on Sunday?
On Sunday, I only got one. I got the 12 o'clock, which is So Emotional by Whitney Houston.
Nice.
Okay, so just going for the one on Sunday. Did you get any of the bonus songs from Monday?
On Monday, I got the one at 12, and that one was Beyonce, Halo.
Okay, and then from our Perfect Recall window today, can you tell us what was song number one?
Number one was You Gotta Be by Desiree.
What was song number two, Sophia?
Miley Cyrus, Flowers.
Okay, and song number three?
Michael Jackson, The Man in the Mirror.
Lovely. And what was song number four that we just played, Sophia?
Oh, that one was Justin Bieber, Sorry.
Wow.
All right. $800, Sophia. You had four bonus songs in the weekend and you ran the table from today's songs. What are you going to do with 800?
I think I'm going to buy a snowblower.
Oh.
Wow.
Amazing.
The power of suggestion.
There you go. Congratulations. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
All right, that was fun. We're playing again in half an hour, by the way. So right now it's 7:30, feels like minus 22. Let's get your news with Eva.
Good morning, Pooja and Gurdeep. The Delta Airlines flight that crashed and then flipped over on the runway at Pearson Airport yesterday afternoon continues to impact flights today. Yesterday, the CEO of Toronto Pearson Airport said there may be delays for several days after 18 people were injured in the dramatic accident. There's still no indication as to what could have caused the plane to crash and then flip over. Two runways are still closed today for the investigation. The snow cleanup following the second major storm could take at least 3 weeks. That's according to the City of Toronto. Since last weekend, Pearson says the total snowfall accumulation is 63 centimeters. 680 News meteorologist Jill Taylor says about 50 centimeters fell between February 12th and 17th. Ontario's four main party leaders held a 90-minute debate last night. NDP, Liberal, and Green Party leaders focused their attacks on PC leader Doug Ford, who continues to lead in the opinion polls. Advance polls open this Thursday to Saturday. Election Day is February 27th. In sports, at the Four Nations face-off, Canada beat Finland 5-3. CHFI weather. Today, some localized heavier lake effect snow in some spots. Cloudy, a high of -8. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of flurries and a low near -15. Wind chill near -21. On Wednesday, mainly cloudy with a high near -6. Right now, it's -14. Feels like -25. A number of issues this morning on the major routes. It's still quite icy, slippery, snow covered in many areas. Northbound Highway 27, north of Major McKenzie, that's completely shut down for a collision. You'll find the West 401 approaching Dixie Express. Right lane is blocked. Approaching here, Ontario Collectors, that right lane also blocked. That's for a collision. Southbound Don Valley Parkway, the ramp to the Gardner left lane is blocked off by some garbage bags. It's very icy through there. And East QEW, east of 3rd Line, the HOV lane is blocked with a stalled car.
So much happening on the weekend, but it's going to be Canada versus the U.S. in the Four Nations face-off. Did you watch Saturday's game? Because if that's any indication of what's to come on Thursday, wow, we're in for a bumpy ride. We're going to chat about it next.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I'll scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. My power's turned up. Stop me right now. I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. Too deep. It's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all of those things I didn't say. Wrecking balls inside my brain. I was screaming. Into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. This is my fight song. Take back my life.
Still got a lot of fight left in me. 7:36 feels like -22. Happy Tuesday.
This is the Pooja and Gurdeep Show
on Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Ooh-wee, I had to calm down Saturday night because I'm like, I am going to be without voice for the show on Tuesday. And that was just the first 9 seconds of the hockey game. Did you see, have you ever seen a hockey game start the way the one Saturday did between Canada and U.S.?
That was insane. I don't think I've ever witnessed anything like that before. But also just all the feelings that were involved, too. It wasn't just like the fights. It was everybody feeling it, too, right?
Yeah.
Because of what's happening, obviously, with the U.S. And there's just so much. We are invested in our team.
Yeah. I was watching the game. I was at a friend's house. And I'm like, listen, I have to put the game on. It was a bunch of sort of non-hockey fans. So mm-hmm. they're asking me a bunch of questions. Like, what's the significance? What's this tournament? Why haven't they had international competition in 9 years? I'm like, shut up. They watch the game. I'll explain to you in the commercial. It was something special. There was so much emotion. Yeah, we lost the game 3-1. And some say objectively U.S. is a little bit of a better team when you factor in the goaltending. And that was evident. U.S. goaltending was awesome. Mm-hmm. The first goal on Canada, pretty stinky. Like that shouldn't have gone in. But Canada won yesterday against Finland. So the way it all shakes out, Sweden and Finland are out. It is now Canada and U.S. Canada gets one more shot at it on Thursday for all the marbles. And if we win, no one's going to remember that we lost this Saturday
True.
Game. You're only going to remember all the fights and the fact that Canada won this whole thing if we can do it.
It's the final that everybody was hoping for. It's happening. And the fact that the players are as invested as they are, I am shocked because they still have to leave and go back to their teams, their actual teams in the regular season, not injured before the playoffs. Like, but they don't seem to care.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you put on your country's sweater, you just something takes over and the intensity ratchets up. I will say, injuries becoming a bit of a concern for the United States. Both the Kachuk brothers, the two guys who fought, and one of them didn't play yesterday against Sweden. The other one got injured in the game. Austin Matthews, the captain of U.S. and the captain of your Toronto Maple Leafs, he didn't play yesterday either with an upper body injury. They all say they're probably going to be fine for Thursday. It might have just been a rest thing,
right.
But a little bit concerning. U.S. lost to Sweden yesterday. And from a Toronto Maple Leaf angle, I got to say, it has not been the best tournament for our Maple Leafs that are there. So Austin Matthews has been not that noticeable. He hasn't scored a goal.
That's shocking.
And then now he's kind of banged up. William Nylander, Sweden's team, is out. He didn't score a goal for Sweden. And Mitch Marner, I know he had that big OT winner for Canada in the first game, but he's been largely unnoticeable after that. And he's been demoted. Remember, he started on the top line with Connor McDavid? He's now on the third line. So not the best showing for our Leafs. Still a chance to change that if Matthews or Marner has a big game on Thursday.
True. Okay, I guess we'll have to see what happens on Thursday. They are going to be in Boston, though, right? So
yes.
That doesn't help. We don't like that part.
Do you think... It didn't happen yesterday, but do you think the anthem is going to get booed on Thursday, Canada-U.S. in Boston?
I don't know. I feel like whatever we need to prove, let's prove it on the ice.
I like
right?
that. Well said.
Yeah.
Stop booing the anthems.
And you can dance. For inspiration. Come on.
morning. Cold, windy, and a chance of more snow for your morning commute. Make sure you are being careful on the roads. Also coming up at 8 o'clock, we're getting ready to open our CHFI Perfect Recall window. And when we do that, you get your share of $50,000. All you got to do is pay attention to the songs we play, write them down, and you win cash. Also, if you were listening over the long weekend, we had bonus songs on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, a chance for you to win over $1,000.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. Eastbound 401 east of Trafalgar and the collector's, the right lane is blocked now with a stalled car. Northbound on the 404, the ramp to the westbound 401, poor road conditions through there. And then north of Bloomington, the left lane closed for a collision. East QEW east of 3rd Line, the HOV lane is blocked with a stalled car. Southbound Islington ramp to the eastbound Gardner, that's blocked because of a spun out vehicle. Northbound on Highway 27, north of Major McKenzie, all lanes are shut down, and that's all because of a collision. Get out and winter with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive. Visit your local Subaru dealer to book a test drive today.
Starting your day with the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On 98.1 CHFI.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
Tonight I want to hold you close. I don't want to let you go. Loving you is all I know. Girl, look into my eyes and tell me why. You got me dead alive. You got me feeling so alive. Ain't no surprises. On our way, we don't waste time. Grab my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
I hope you had a nice family day long weekend. Hope you were able to get together with the family. But it sort of feels like the weather and the news and some hockey kind of dominated the weekend. Most notably yesterday, everybody was fixated on this bizarre situation at Pearson Airport, this Delta Airlines flight that everyone saw upside down on the runway, kind of burning. But thankfully, everybody got out okay.
Yes. And this, I mean, this situation could have been a lot worse, but I will tell you, the first time I looked at the pictures, I don't know if this crossed your mind, I was like, this isn't real. This is AI. Like, I didn't actually even believe
it. You went there, huh?
And my first thought was, can I even believe the pictures I'm seeing? Because it looks so unbelievable. It looked like something out of a movie.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I started, you know, checking all the websites, getting all the alerts, and found out it was very real.
Yeah, 80 people on this flight, 76 passengers, 4 crew. There were 22 Canadians on board. The numbers kind of keep changing, but what we're hearing now is 18 people injured, 3 of them possibly critical. However, they are saying everyone is expected to survive, which when you look at the footage you were referencing, yeah. And anytime you hear the words plane crash, to have everybody survive, I mean, that feels like a miracle.
Yeah. And I mean, we still don't know what happened. They're still investigating the cause, and I'm sure we're going to get more information. They're actually scheduling a press conference today where we should get a little bit more. But in the meantime, last we heard, 2 runways are closed at the airport. So you better believe all those people, you saw them in your Instagram feed, mm-hmm. who were away, because a lot of people took advantage of the family day long weekend.
It felt like everybody was away this weekend.
Everyone is away. Guess what? A lot of them not going to be back at work today because there were so many delays and they were diverted. At one point, they shut down and suspended all flights leaving and coming into Pearson.
Yeah, people either getting diverted through like Ottawa, New York, Montreal, or just weren't even able to take off from their destination. Like, oh, shucks, got to spend another night in Mexico. Oh, too bad.
Oh, you know.
Probably not a bad thing if you had to stay in. And it's supposed to be 130,000 people flying back to Pearson today. So it's probably going to be a mess just clearing some of that backlog at Pearson today. I'm just wondering, like, because I haven't seen, I don't know, maybe you guys have seen in this footage, all the footage I've seen is the plane already upside down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no aviation expert, nothing close to it. I just want to understand how the plane ended up that way.
How did it flip?
And in the footage, I don't think the plane has wings, at least not one wing on the side we're looking at.
And the tail caught on fire.
Right. So did the wing sort of hit on landing, and then did the wing break off, and did the plane roll? Like, was it a gust of wind that flipped it before it was about to roll?
And it was so windy yesterday.
Crazy windy yesterday.
How much did the weather play into it? I mean, so many questions. I think, like, for me, I'm just thinking about how we said this could have been a lot worse. The first responders and the flight attendants who...
So calm.
And this is their job. I know sometimes when you're on a flight, you're like, you think that their job is to get you peanuts and, you know, which they don't serve anymore, pretzels, and you're drink, but really their job is to keep you safe in a situation like this. And they showed up for all of those passengers. And I'm sorry, can we start clapping again when we have a safe landing? I'm going to start being clapping person now, because we take it for granted.
Yeah, you know what?
We take it for granted.
I normally chirp clapping guy, but I think it's time for some clapping when we land. Yeah, big shout out to the first responders and all the flight attendants. We'll keep you posted as we get more information this morning.
turn back time. Impossible as it may seem, but I wish I could. So bad, baby. Quit playing games with my
Imagine winning your share of $50,000, and it was easy.
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
Our hearts beat strong and proud, but we tend to underestimate the gravity and prevalence of heart failure.
Did you know that there are 1 million Canadians living with heart failure?
It can affect anyone at any time.
February is Heart Month.
And the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research is celebrating 10 years of healthier hearts for all Canadians.
You can be certain the commitment of research and innovation will continue for decades to come.
Beating strong and proud in all of us.
Follow the Ted Rogers Center for Heart Research on Instagram at T. Rogers Research.
Okay, so grab the wing flat by one end, pinch and push down, or twist the bones and pull them out clean, or...
What are you doing?
Learning how to eat wings. I feel like such a noob.
Just order Mr. Sub's new spicy boneless chicken wing sub.
Mr. Sub?
Yeah. Tender breaded chicken bites laced with Frank's Red Hot Buffalo wing sauce, drizzled with buttermilk ranch, and topped how you like. No fuss, no dirty fingers, and only about $12 for a large.
Huh. The spicy boneless chicken wing sub from Mr. Sub. No bones about it, the best way to eat wings.
I'm Mara Stiles, and I've spent my life fighting for working people and winning. Now I'm running to be premier, to build homes, hire doctors, fix schools, and make life more affordable. Life in Ontario is harder than it should be. Well, unless you're one of Doug Ford's friends, right, that he makes those deals with. With everything that's at stake, we need new ideas. I'm Marit Stiles, leader of Ontario's NDP. In this fight, I'm on your side.
Authorized by the CFO for the Ontario NDP.
At Sleep Country Canada, we know that for every reason that keeps us awake, there are hundreds more that make us dream. Like hosting your bacon brunch, taking your dog's belly bobsledding, or building that leaning tower of pizza boxes with your son. That's why we're offering 25% off mattresses, pillows, and more. Because great sleep fuels tomorrow's dreams. Sleep well, Canada. Sleep Country. Helping Canadians sleep better for 30 years. Offer ends March 18th. Conditions apply.
Behind every drop of water in Toronto, there's a story of unseen heroes and their unwavering commitment to public health. QP Local 416 members oversee the treatment and distribution of over 1.5 billion liters of water each day. Join us in recognizing the essential services our heroes in Toronto Water for generations have delivered daily and help preserve access to safe, clean, abundant water for all. Learn more at local416.ca/waterforall.
It's the memory of them at the door, helping you with your shoes, reminding you to be brave. Today, you can still hear their voice giving you confidence. ArborMemorial.ca. Every life remembered.
At Cora, we know that families that agree on everything...
Obviously.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Don't exist. At least not until now. With the new Dish to Share at Cora. Get something everyone can agree on.
Finally.
Take your pick from omelets, waffles, pancakes, and meats served on a plate to share. Perfect for getting along, right?
Totally.
Yep.
On until April 6th in dining rooms, takeout, and delivery. I do breakfast at Cora Breakfast and Lunch with the new Dish to Share.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities.
Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing, advising, know-how.
Don't let winter linger. Escape to sunshine and paradise with iTravel2000.com's Spring Vacation Sale, where you can save up to $2,000 on your next sunny getaway. Leave the cold behind and find your beach paradise with big savings today. Don't wait. Your perfect escape awaits. Book today at iTravel2000.com. Certain conditions apply.
iTravel2000.com. Dial 1-866-WOW-DEAL and get away.
New at Pizzaville, New York-style cup and char pepperoni pizza. Our signature thin crust, topped with fresh tomato sauce, mozzarella, and Parmesan cheese. And our new flavorful cup and char pepperoni, cupped and crispy to perfection. Order online at pizzaville.ca.
It is just coming up on 8 o'clock. CHFI Perfect Recall with bonus plays. You can win over $1,000. That is coming up. But first, lots going on. Let's check in with Eva.
Good morning. Two runways at Toronto's Pearson Airport remain closed after a Delta Airlines flight crashed and flipped onto its roof on the snowy tarmac yesterday afternoon. There were 80 people on board and 18 were injured.
Yeah, we've got it. The aircraft is upside down and burning.
That was audio of the air traffic controllers following the incident. It's still unclear what caused the plane to crash. The city is going to be busy cleaning up after back-to-back winter storms. The city of Toronto says it could be weeks before they can clear all of the snow off side streets and sidewalks. Nearly 50 centimeters of snow fell over a short five-day period from February 12th to 17th. The main provincial party leaders squared off last night in the second debate of the snap election campaign. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie went out.